M12 recording length 13 minutes, and this recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 12 globular cluster M12, and GC6218, class IX, in Ophiuchus M12.jpg, right ascension 16, 47.2, H colon M, declination, 01, 57, Deg colon M, distance 16.0, Cli, visual brightness 6.7, Mag, apparent dimension 16.0, Arc Min, discovered by Charles Messier in 1764, Messier 12, Million 12, and GC6218, is nearly a twin of its apparent neighbor, M10, and is only slightly larger and an idea fainter. Nevertheless, it was once believed to be an intermediate type between globular and dense open clusters, like M11, as it is not very concentrated. Harlow Shapley included M12 in his concentration class IX. It is, e.g., notably much less concentrated toward the center than M10, of class VII. At its distance of about 16,000 light-years, the apparent diameter of M12 of 16.0 arc-minutes corresponds to about 75 light-years. This stellar swarm is approaching us at 16 km/sec. Helen Sierhoff determined the cluster's overall spectral type as F7 and gives its color index as 0.0, and the mean magnitude of the 25 brightest stars as 13.97. The brightest stars of M12 are about Mag 12.0. Its horizontal branch level, of giant stars, is magnitude 14.9. According to the Deep Sky Field Guide to Ionometry of 2000.0, Alan Sandage has found 13 variables in M12. M12 is one of Charles Messier's original discoveries, found on May 30, 1764. Like many other globular clusters, Messier described it as nebula without stars, as did Bode 10 years later, a consequence of the modest resolving power of their instruments. William Herschel was the first to resolve it into stars in 1783. Globular cluster M12 is easily found either 2 deg N and 2 deg W of M10, or 2 deg N and 8.5 deg E from Delta Ophiuchi. Messier 12 observations and descriptions discovered by Charles Messier on May 30, 1764. Messier, M12, May 30, 1764 12 16 H 34 meters 53s. 248 D 43, 10, 2 D 30, 28, nebula discovered in the serpent, between the arm and the left side of Ophiuchus. This nebula contains no star, it is round and its light is faint. Near this nebula there is a star of 9th magnitude. M. Messier reported it on the second chart of the comet observed in 1769, Membach at 1775, PL, IX seen again March 6. 1781, Diom, 3, handwritten remark in Messier's copy, seen again March 10, 1790, Membach at 1771, p. 439-440, first Messier catalog, in the same night of May, 30-31, 1764, I have discovered a nebula in Serpens, between the arm and left side of Ophiuchus, according to the charts of Flamsteed. That nebula doesn't contain any star. It is round. Its diameter can be 3 minutes of arc. Its light is faint. On sees it very well with an ordinary non-bachromatic refractor of 3 feet Florida. I have determined its position by comparing with the star Delta Ophiuchi. Its right ascension has been concluded at 248 D 42, 10, and its declination at 1 D 30, 28, south. I have marked it in the chart of the apparent path of the comet which I have observed last year, the comet of 1769, p. 455, 1764.may.30, raw, 248.43.10, dec, 1.30.28.8, diom, 03, nebula without stars, in the serpent, between the arm and the left side of Ophiuchus, Bode 32. Two nebulae without stars close together with M10. On August 14, 1774, I discovered in Ophiuchus two new nebulae not far from each other. One of them is situated south of 14, 16, 19 and 21 Oppi near the western arm. The other below this one and eastward, Closely west of 30 Api, these nebulae appear very pale, and because of this, I found not very reliably the separation to lambda is 6 deg 7, to the star 14 is 3 deg 50, and to 21 is 3 deg 32. The other one is separated from the 21st star by 5 deg 32, and by 1 deg 4, from the 30th, as shown in the second figure, Koeler number 5 nebula, just in the same place as M10, longitude 7 deg SGR, 247 D, latitude 20 deg north. Caroline Herschel, May 22, 1783, observed M12, M5, which she first took for a comet, M10, and M11. William Herschel, PT 1818, P438-439, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P596, the 12th of the Connaissance, M12 equals NGC 6218-1799, 10 feet finder. The object is visible in it, 1783-1799, 10 feet telescope, with 120, and an aperture of 4 inches, easily resolvable, with 5 inches, stars become visible, with 6 inches, pretty distinctly visible, and with all open, the lowest power shows the stars, 1785-1786, 20 feet telescope, a brilliant cluster, 7 or 8 minutes in diameter. The most compressed parts about 2 minutes, with an aperture of 5 inches. The 10 feet telescope had a gauging power of 15.53, and this cluster is consequently of a profundity of the 186th order. John Herschel, 1833, H1971, H1971 equals M12, sweep 146, April 15, 1828, Ra 16 H38 meters 24.8. NPD 91 D38, 22, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, V-rich globular cluster, the stars 10, 16 meters, VGMBM, but has stragglers in lines and branches extending some distance from the most condensed part, which is 3, DM, comes almost up to a blaze in the middle, has an asterisk 10.11 meters in the center, very rich globular cluster. The stars are of 10th to 16th magnitude, very gradually much brighter toward the middle, but has stragglers in lines and branches extending some distance from the most condensed part, which is 3, in diameter, comes almost up to a blaze in the middle, has a star of 10th or 11th magnitude in the center, sweep the 5th of, May 21, 1825, Ra 16 H38 meters 24.8, NPD 91 D38. 25, 1830.0, Arrig, R, VL, 10, DM with stars from 10, 20 meters irregularly round, very large, 10, diameter with stars from 10th to 20th magnitude, viewed June 1, 1833, very like M10, but the stars more separated and fewer, it is also rather larger, a fine object, stars 10.11.15 meters. Viewed June 1, 1833, very like M10, but the stars more separated and fewer, it is also rather larger, a fine object, stars of 10th or 11th to 15th magnitude, Smyth, DXC 590, M12, DXC 12 million off Hiuchi, R16 H38 meters 56 as, DEC S1D 40.3 mean epoch of observation. 1837.61 August 1837, a fine rich globular cluster, between the right hip and the elbow of Ophiuchus, with a cortege of bright stars, and many minute straggling outliers. This resolvable mass is greatly condensed towards the center, with several very bright spots. It was discovered by Messier in 1764, but, probably from the imperfection of his means, was registered as a round nebula, unaccompanied by any star. Its place was obtained by differentiating with Epsilon Ophiuchi, from which it is 8 deg a half distant, on a northwest by west line, leading nearly upon beta. Sir William Herschel resolved this object in 1783, and in the following year his 20-foot reflector made it a brilliant cluster, 7, or 8, in diameter, the most compressed parts about 2, by the gauging process. He held its profundity to be of the 186th order. Lord Ross John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4238, GC 4238 equals H1971 equals M12, Ross 16 H39 meters 58.1s, NPD 91 D41 meters 47.4s, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, Glob, CL, VB, VL, IR, GMBM, RR, Saint 10, 7 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, very remarkable, globular cluster, very bright, very large, irregularly round, gradually much brighter toward the middle, well resolved, stars of 10th magnitude and fainter. Hubbins' further observations on the spectra of some nebulae, with a mode of determining the brightness of these bodies, Phil, Trans, Roysock, Volume 156, 1866, p. 381-397, here p. 389, no GC, 4238 1971 H12 million RA 16 H39 meters 58 S.1, NPD 91 D41, 47.4, cluster, very bright, hairy branches with slightly spiral arrangement, Lord Oaks Mantown Ross, spectrum continuous, drier, NGC 6218, NGC 6218 equals GC 4238 equals H1971, M12, Ross 16 H39 meters 58s, NPD 91D 41.7 meters, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, Glob, CL, VB, VL, IR, GMBM, RRR, Saint 10, equals M12 very remarkable globular cluster, very bright, very large, irregularly round, gradually much brighter toward the middle, well resolved, stars of 10th magnitude and fainter. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC 6218, RA equals 16:42.0, DEC equals 146, PUBL, Lichobs, volume VIII, plate 54, fine globular cluster. Central part about 2, outer about 8, in diameter, apparently somewhat less compact than most globular clusters. 0SN, content car as if SEDS, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.